Hi, I'm Matt Starr, and you're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Friday, the 3rd of September. It's been a day of record-breaking numbers in New South Wales, with the state seeing a total of 1,432 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. There were also 12 COVID-related deaths overnight. The 12, predominantly from southwestern Sydney, were a mixture of men and women, ranging in age between their 30s to their 80s. The Western New South Wales Local Health District also saw a record high 53 cases, 31 in Dubbo, 11 in Bourke, 6 in Bathurst, 2 in Walgett, 1 in Gilgandra, 1 in Narromine, and 1 in Forbes. This brings the district's total active cases to 719, 537 of which are in Dubbo. Both State Member for Dubbo Dougald Saunders and Health District CEO Scott McLaughlin have strongly encouraged entire households to get tested this weekend, in a push they've referred to as Super Swab Saturday. This follows a week of consistently low numbers of COVID tests across the district. The Far West Local Health District has recorded 7 new cases, all of which are in Wilcannia. On to Victoria, where there's been another record high number of cases in this current Delta strain outbreak, with 208 locally acquired cases recorded. This comes just 2 days after Victoria recorded over 100 cases for the first time since September 2020. Just 2 of those cases are linked to the Shepparton outbreak, where there were over 6,000 day 13 tests taken yesterday. It's a promising result for the area as more and more primary close contacts are cleared of infection. Victoria's COVID-19 commander, Jerome Wymer, announced in a press conference today that changes would be made to the border bubble agreement with New South Wales. Tighter restrictions on permits will be introduced, as will stricter COVID testing measures for those making use of the system. Some LGAs will be removed from the agreement entirely. Those are the City of Greater Bendigo, Shepparton, Benalla, Bloke, Loddon, and Yarriambac, as well as Broken Hill and Edward River on the New South Wales side of the border. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.